We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. 15 minutes of heat here for you, 560 WQAM.
It's like game show music as well.
This is you want to make everything a game show.
Oh, I got sound effects too.
We have agreed to a gentleman's game of point counterpoint. Leroy and I disagreeing on the Miami Heat's chances in the playoffs.
Oh,
Leroy fearful of a one-game sample.
I don't care who's playing in it.
I love samples.
I don't care. And here's my point.
Get some good samples.
You're making this like Costco? I think this is about the Heat. Mm-hmm. In that sport, I don't care who it is. A one-game sample is a terrible way for your season to end. And that's for whoever. So you're making this a Heat thing. This is not a Heat thing. This is a sport thing. That if you can avoid being in a situation where there's a one game to determine your fate, then you do it.
Counterpoint.
Oh, wait. That was the first point? I got a sound for the point.
Oh.
All right, when you make your point... let's say it's a bad point for some reason. And then if you're like, yo, he's about to hit him with a really major point. And then if someone makes a miraculous point.
Oh, my God.
Here's what I would say, though.
Yeah.
The Sixers aren't built for this because they've never been in the play-in tournament before. The Miami Heat have bathed in the play-in tournament. They've been burnt by the play-in tournament.
Oh.
And then they have succeeded in the play-in tournament to the very brink.
Oh.
Ergo, they're going into this thing knowing exactly what they're up against, and the Sixers do not.
Wow. No.
That's a good point. What's your counterpoint?
Counterpoint is that, again, I don't care who's playing.
Oh, really?
I don't care
you
what
don't care
either team. Hold on. I don't care what any of these teams' abilities are.
Mm-hmm.
They're all professionals, and if you leave it up to a one-game sample, you're playing a dangerous game.
It's one-game sample.
Right. Like,
counterpoint.
The worst. Well, okay, let me give you an example. The Washington Wizards.
It happened. That's fine.
A one-game sample.
Okay.
That doesn't mean Washington is the NBA champs.
It's not point-point counterpoint. Can I make my counterpoint?
What's going on here?
Counterpoint. Every game Joel Embiid plays is a dangerous game because you never know if he's going to make it out of it.
It really is a one-game sample every time. That's a good point.
Which has nothing to do with the point I'm making.
Well, that's not the game.
And
make a point,
wait.
I make a counterpoint.
Wait.
You said the Heat are playing a dangerous game.
Yeah.
I say Joel Embiid every game he plays is a dangerous game. Also, counterpoint, Miami Heat, very good on the road.
This guy's racking them up.
This year.
Yes.
Okay. So you're willing to take that stat from this year, but none of the reality from all the years of the
They were very good on the road last year in the playoffs, too, though. They were very
the
good.
Playoffs.
Hold on. Listen to me. We're starting. The Miami Heat took home court advantage in every series in the postseason last year.
Ooh.
Okay.
They did.
Okay. But that was last year.
It is last year, but
this is this year.
It's an experienced group.
This is this year.
You don't think experience matters?
Sure. Being in certain situations does matter.
You just told me you don't believe
it. But again.
Still good.
A one-game sample size, when anything can happen, that doesn't mean anything. I'm more upset that the Heat are even in this situation because I was told that we had it going about 7 times in the new year.
Unforeseen circumstances, though.
Like what?
Mm. Tyler Hero got hurt again. Terry Rozier got hurt. Duncan Robinson got hurt.
Okay.
Jimmy Butler got hurt. Like okay. Now we're all coming together.
Okay.
Like the Infinity Stones.
And counterpoint.
Mm?
Sometimes this team struggles more when everybody's able to play.
Oh, he's got a good point.
I don't agree with that.
That's
no, are you kidding me?
No, that's a good point.
That is.
I don't agree with
that's
that.
That's a fact.
No, that's an eye testing.
That's a fact.
No, it's a good point.
It's not a fact.
It's a good point.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Counterpoint.
Cool. Okay. Okay.
Counterpoint?
The Heat are the only team that could throw up a 90-point stinker at any given time.
They have
at
not
any
had
any time.
You're right. They have not had a good offense
so,
this year.
Back
however,
to, wait,
however,
back to my
counterpoint.
Oh, no,
you don't get to my point.
Whoa. Back to my original point.
Okay.
That's why a one-game sample terrifies me.
Oh, hey, to circle back, that's 2 points for the circle back.
Counterpoint, they have Kyle Lowry. He's going to shoot like twice.
Oh, Kyle Lowry.
Also,
anyway, why does Kyle Lowry got to make booty noises?
Oh, you know why.
Also,
what?
Jaime Hawkins is back.
Oh, that's a good point.
So wait a minute. This is the same guy that would blast everybody about experience, right? That he'd have experience. That he'd have this. And then praise a rookie
the one guy who
for being available.
He's not a typical rookie. He's not a typical rookie.
Hey. Why are you counterpointing yourself?
He's not a typical rookie.
That's a boxing.
You've
been to Final Four.
Oh, Final Four rookie.
Yeah.
And he's old. That's a good point.
Great hair.
No, it wasn't. Because I've been saying for the last 2 years, Jovic's been pros longer than any of these guys, and he couldn't get on the floor.
You lead me into my next point, which is not a counterpoint. It's a co-point.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Which is, Jovic is ready.
Oh.
Yo, hey, that's a good point.
So, you're going to go with two young players.
I mean,
and you say that, right.
Well, people
while talking about the Heat have been there.
That's why we're different than last
year. Wait, you can't use the point. The Heat have been there,
yeah.
Right? While then using the point that two of the youngest guys on your team are ready.
Well, Jovic was there. He just didn't play last year. He was there, though.
And he wasn't there!
He was there!
What are you talking about?
He wasn't banned from the arena!
What are you talking about?
He wasn't banned from the arena.
He was there. Dude played 0.0 minutes.
He was studying.
And now he's giving him experience.
He's like Patrick Mahomes.
Wait,
first year.
Can you get experience from not playing at all?
Counterpoint.
Oh.
Bam shoots threes now.
Oh my God.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
Okay, great.
It's true.
Okay, great. 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 You.
Yeah. It was a good exchange, but he's smoking you, dude. It's a good exchange.
You mean I'm smoking him, right?
You want to know who your best friend is when you're locked out of your house?
Who's that?
Just like the Heat are locked out of the playoffs right now.
Oh, I think
you
I
need
know.
Somebody to help play your way in. And when you're locked out of your house, you know who you need?
Who's that?
A locksmith, dude.
Haywood Highsmith, dude. Putting the clamps on. Whoever he's got to put the clamps on.
Wow. Oh. Like they did on Tyrese Maxey?
Oh, dude, it was a regular season game. You never talk about what happened to Tyrese.
Tyrese scored.
He scored on everyone, though.
He scored on everyone.
Not on Christmas.
Oh, that's right.
You want to start on Christmas?
We got to go back. That was also.
That's a primetime game. That's a primetime game.
Oh, he struggled, right?
He did, actually.
The one game. Okay.
He did.
So you're going back to the one game, but I can't use the Wizards game as to why.
You can't use it. It's just not as good a point.
It's
not as good.
The Heat locking down Tyrese Maxey is not an anomaly. The Wizard beating the Heat is, and that makes my point about random Tyrese one game.
Tyrese Maxey's been on a good run. You know, the end of the year, I think, 7 out of 8 wins?
Yes.
Counterpoint.
Oh.
Peaked at the wrong time. Peaked at the wrong time.
Oh, so you're saying, hold on. Counterpoint.
You got to save it.
Counterpoint. You are saying the Heat have peaked after beating the Toronto Raptors twice.
No.
It's not peaking.
No, he's talking about Maxey.
Okay, then when did they peak?
Have they?
When did he peak?
They haven't peaked. That's why. They're going right into the... This is
so
peak
how do you...
Season.
So, oh, this is peak season. So you're
season.
Saying...
Peaky blinders.
So you're saying they're going to peak.
Blinders.
You're saying they're going to peak.
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh, okay. Based on what? Based what you've on. Seen this year?
Yeah. I like a lot of things constructed for this year. We had a better roster than last year.
So why am I looking at the same roster...
Deeper.
...and saying they're very inconsistent?
Because you're a grump.
No, I'm not a grump. And you're looking at the same roster and go, they're championship ready.
Who would you rather have on this team this year? Huh. Okay. You're going into these playoffs, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Let me ask you, who would you rather have? Mm-hmm. Max Scherzer or Jovic?
Jovic.
Okay. Who would you rather have? Gabe Vincent or Jaime Jaquez?
Jaime.
Okay. Who would you rather have? Terry Rozier or Kyle Lowry? Oh,
my God. Now you're playing.
No, I'm just I'm asking you. Hey. I'm just asking questions.
I'd rather have Terry Rozier.
Okay. Who would you rather have? A Bam who shoots threes or a Bam who doesn't shoot threes?
Damn. That's irrelevant.
What?
What?
Irrelevant?
Because
irrelevant?
Wow.
Just answer the question.
Huh?
A Bam that shoots threes.
Okay. What is that? Is that 4 for 4?
That's 4 for 4 right there.
Where's my little
fight, dude?
Where's my little fight?
Let's go ahead and...
Where's my fight?
Dude, that was a 4-punch knockout.
Now the big mystery question.
I would like to use another F word right now.
Why?
Oh!
It ain't Fife.
Okay. Would you rather have... this Jimmy Butler or last year's Jimmy Butler?
Last year's Jimmy Butler.
Interesting. Interesting. Mm. Well, let me bring you Jimmy Butler. Oh. This was via Slam Magazine. Counterpoint.
He said a trap.
Counterpoint. Here's some. Dude, Jimmy Butler was speaking to Slam Magazine.
Slam. So now you have searched all edges of the internet to bring me an article from Slam. When was this article written?
Today. Well, I don't know when it was written. It was released today.
It was released today. So this could have been 3 months ago, but you're going to present it like he just talked to Jimmy yesterday.
I don't know.
That's good.
I don't know when he spoke to
him. Oh, my God.
Hard to say.
Good evidence.
I didn't know we had to do reading for this.
Well, it's not reading. I'm bringing you a video.
Okay, go.
Well, even better.
Go.
It's a time where people really got to think about going up against the Miami Heat and myself. Like, I know what I'm capable of. I know what my squad is capable of. And don't nobody want to see us in a 7-game series anyways. We know that.
Hold on. Counterpoint.
Wow.
Counterpoint.
Wow, dude. Don't you feel foolish.
Hold on. I agree with that.
Mm.
What was the point of my whole argument?
I don't remember.
1-game sample.
Oh, dude, this is a 7-game series. Bucks into 1 game.
The whole point of this.
That's true, though.
Wait,
that's true.
Jimmy's sitting here talking about a 7-game series.
But
I said I don't like 1-game samples.
Doubt him.
That's a good point.
I don't even want you. I don't.
Anybody could get hot, dude.
You can.
Anybody in the NBA could get hot.
Yeah, but you're not talking about anybody. I know you're scared of Tyrese Maxey, and that's fine. Be scared of Tyrese Maxey. But let me just say this one thing.
You don't think? Wait.
Yeah.
You think Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid are just bums, scrubs?
I didn't say they were bums.
Okay.
I mean, what have they done? You know.
No, all they have to do is beat the Heat.
Mm. Good luck.
Like, what do you say? Like, I love the way his argument for this matchup is what have they done in years past?
Mm.
It's a 1-game sample size, dude, and you get Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid. That's who you have to contend with.
With expectations, though.
Huh?
Let's see what Tyrese Maxey does when there's going to be the burden on him.
Okay, fine. It's still a 1-game sample.
You're missing
my entire point. My entire point is not whether he can win in a 7-game series. Mm-hmm. My thing is, I don't like the fact that most of these series are 7-game series, mm-hmm. and now you put yourself in a situation where one team could get hot and you're done.
What if the Heat get hot?
That's a good point.
I'm not saying I give.
That's right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.